Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So achievements and trophies have been an exciting addition to the gaming world, offering additional longevity to many titles and giving players fun new ways to test their skills. But some of them, however, are pretty weird. They make you do odd things or waste so much time only to be slapped in the face by a sarcastically titled trophy. Oh, cheers, you're really taking the word achievement here and doing a 180 on it, aren't you? So let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video game achievements that were designed to make you feel bad. Number 10. Toroko Wins, Cave Story. In the excellent 8-bit style adventure game Cave Story, one of the achievements is earned by killing one of the weakest characters in the game, Toroko. One of the game's cute rabbit-style creatures known as a Mimiga, she can be found in one of the buildings of the Mimiga village, and is discovered at the start of the game. Now, she's armed with a stick that only does 1 point of damage to your health per attack. Still, if you happen to stumble across her while in a weakened state, it is possible to fall victim to her frantic strikes. Otherwise, to earn the achievement, you'll have to stand around without attacking and let her gradually whittle down your health bar 1 point at a time. Given all the tough enemies that you encounter and all the different ways that you can die in Cave Story, being killed here is definitely one of the most embarrassing ways to get a game over, especially as you only need to shoot her once to defeat her. Number 9. Click on door 430 5 times. The Stanley Parable. As a subversive, thought-provoking game, The Stanley Parable naturally included a couple of intriguing achievements to utterly mess with its players. One of them is entitled You Can't Jump, and was awarded when you hit the spacebar and realized that jumping was actually impossible in this game. But the Click on Door 435 Times achievement is even better. Serving purely to parody the ridiculousness of achievements, this award is supposed to be given to you for clicking on a certain door in the game a few times. However, if you actually do click on the door, the game's narrator gets annoyed by the simplicity of the achievement and decides to make you work a lot harder for it. He sends you all around offices, making you click on additional doors and random objects like a photocopier, as well as asking you to climb up onto a desk and stand there for a second before finally awarding you your achievement. By the end of this, you're definitely going to feel rather foolish. Number 8. Noob. Frontlines, Fuel of War. We all feel stupid when we accidentally kill ourselves in an online shooter. All you can do is put your head in your hands, you accidentally fall off the map, walk onto your own trip mine, or hold onto a grenade a little too long and blow your hand off. Well, if you're exceptionally prone to killing yourself in multiplayer first-person shooter games, you might have actually managed to unlock the Noob achievement in Frontlines Fuel of War. This one was awarded to players who somehow managed to conspire to kill themselves 10 times in a single game. Fittingly, the achievement came with a grand total of 0 gamer score for your Xbox profile, making it utterly worthless and a true badge of shame. If you unlock this achievement without cheating, you should probably take it as a sign that online first-person shooter games aren't for you. We all have accidents in shooters from time to time, but 10 in a single round? That's pretty extreme. Number 7. It's Sterile and I Like the Taste. Postal 2. You can do some really daft things in Postal 2, from using stray cats as gun silencers to peeing on people until they puke. And speaking of urine, the It's Sterile and I Like the Taste achievement sees you, as you might be able to guess, pissing in your own mouth. The name of the achievement is taken from a line of dialogue in the classic Vince Vaughn comedy, Dodgeball, A True Underdog Story. Now, in order to go all Bear Grylls and unlock this embarrassing achievement, you had to unzip their fly and pee directly up into the air above them, waiting around for a few moments until the urine dropped back down all over their face. Despite the ridiculous of the Postal series, this achievement serves as an interesting social commentary on just how far gamers are willing to go to earn a little pixelated trophy and points on their online profiles. In fact, if you look at the Steam achievements chart, you might be astonished to see that over a quarter of all Postal 2 players have actually taken the time to unlock this one. Number 6. I did it for the trophy. Yakuza 0. Now, plenty of games have, air quotes, rewarded players with achievements or trophies for perverted behavior, with the likes of Lollipop Chainsaw and Nier Automata, Potato Patata, giving out awards for players who attempted to look between the legs of their game's respective protagonists. And Yakuza 0 continues this trend with the I Did It For The Trophy trophy. A certain location in Yakuza 0's world allows either of the game's heroes to watch erotic videos. You have to complete various side quests and activities in order to unlock most of these videos, and there are quite a few to watch. The clips aren't exactly explicit, but they do show real women wearing skimpy lingerie and performing suggestive poses. You'll unlock the humorously named I Did It For The Trophy award by watching any of these videos to completion. At the end of the clip, the camera pans across to a box of tissues, and your protagonist of choice will sound a little relieved. Yeah, it's pretty embarrassing. Number 5. Don't Shoot the Water, Resident Evil 4. Now, players of Resident Evil 4 will of course remember Del Lago, the gigantic amphibian monster guarding the large lake that's just a ways away from the local village. Now, the lake sequence is one of the most memorable moments, as Leon rides out in a little boat across the seemingly silent waters before encountering one of the biggest and baddest bosses in the game. Well, if you'd already played the game, you would actually know that this was coming, and so you might have been tempted to shoot at the lake in advance, just to see what happened. If you did this while standing too close to the edge, however, the huge beast suddenly dives out of the water and gobbles you whole. New Resident Evil 4 players may have also just been playing around and shot at the water to test out the physics, inadvertently unlocking this humorous achievement. Either way, the achievement's text teaches us a rather valuable lesson, and that is, don't shoot the water. Number 4. Almost Got It, Guitar Hero 3. Now, the Guitar Hero series may have faded away now, but was once huge when it first came out, spawning a whole bunch of sequels and spin-offs. All around the world, players just loved tapping away at the buttons on their plastic guitars and jamming along with classic rock tracks of the past. One of the most frustrating Guitar Hero experiences, however, was when you nearly managed to finish a song, only to fall at the final hurdle. And the third main game in the series, Guitar Hero 3 Legends of Rock, actually included an achievement for this, just to rub a little salt into your wounds. The Almost Got It achievement is handed out to players who make it past the 90% point of any song, but still manage to fail before it finishes. The name of this achievement encourages you to keep going, but really it felt just frustrating to be given an award for messing up when you were so close to victory. Number 3. Our Little Secret, Prince of Persia: The Forgotten Sands. We've all been here. You start a game and you've chosen the normal or hard difficulty and it's going well in the early levels, but then you start to struggle. You're dying over and over on a tricky boss and you just can't get past a certain group of enemies. You try and try, but the game wears you down and eventually forces you to swallow your pride and switch the difficulty down. Now, Prince of Persia: The Forgotten Sands actually included a secret achievement just for this occasion. To unlock this one, entitled Our Little Secret, you had to be playing on normal difficulty and then lower it down to easy at any point during your playthrough. The amusing achievement text reads, "Don't worry, we won't tell if you don't," and many players may have felt a little embarrassed about lowering the difficulty, but you know what? It is always way better to finish a game in general than just to give up on normal or hard. Trust me on that one. Just enjoy the game. Number 2. View of the Valley, Azura's Wrath. I mean, come on, you knew this was going to be on this list. You look at some boobies and you get a trophy, you perv. And number 1. Welcome to 2047, Command & Conquer 3. Now, hardcore achievement hunting can be fun, but it also means doing a lot of dumb stuff to boost your score. And this achievement, found in the Xbox 360 release of Command & Conquer 3 Tiberian Wars, is the perfect example of that. Now, the game is set in the far-flung future of 2047, so the developers decided that it would be an amusing thing to have the players press the A button a whopping 2,047 times. Now, that might not seem so bad at first, but the button presses weren't cumulative over the course of your time with the game. No, no, no. know, you had to hit that button over 2,000 times during just one battle. Real-time strategy games involve a lot of clicking to move units around and build bases, but even the toughest fights in this game do not require that many button presses. Only the hardcore hunters got this one and probably ended up with blisters on their thumbs and a few questions about what they were doing with their lives afterwards.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.